Here's your instant analysis of the Bengals' 30-0 victory over the Browns on Sunday at First Energy Stadium in Johnny Manziel's first ever NFL regular season start. The Browns sucked. Bottom line, the Bengals opened up a can of whoop-ass on Cleveland and made sure Johnny Manziel remembered who they were as they sacked him three times. They harassed him at least 8 to 10 other times, and they held the Browns to 107 total yards of offense and 0 points. This was total domination by the Cincinnati Bengals, and Andy Dalton didn't even play a good game for the second time this year. He struggled throwing the ball against the Browns, but guess what? He didn't have to throw it today as the Bengals racked up 244 yards on the ground and doing most of that damage. He had a huge game. Jeremy Hill, give him credit. He called the Browns out after the Browns beat the Bengals back in November, saying he wasn't impressed with them, even though they got beat 24-6 by the Browns. He said, no big deal. They didn't impress him at all. And he went out and backed up his words today. 25 carries, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. And he was the offense in this game as the Bengals jumped out to a 20-0 halftime lead. The Browns at halftime had 58 total yards and 4 first downs. That's it. And they finished with 107 total yards and 5 first downs. So 1 first down the entire second half for the Browns offense, which was led by Johnny Manziel. Mike Pettine decided to make the quarterback switch. A lot of us agreed that it was time to see what Johnny Manziel could do. Well, my God, we saw what he could or could not do, making his rookie debut. 10 of 18, 80 yards passing, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, quarterback rating of 27.3, sacked 3 times, 5 rushes, 13 yards. Total offense, combined rushing and passing for Johnny Manziel today, 93 yards of total offense, 2 turnovers, 0 points. The Browns as a team rushed for 53 yards. Josh Gordon, 3 catches, 48 yards. The Browns could do absolutely nothing on offense. It was obvious that Johnny Manziel was overwhelmed, wasn't prepared, wasn't ready for this. After hearing him talk all week, how well he practiced and how ready he was for it, Mike Pettine saying the same things. Although Pettine said there'd be some ups and downs, there were just downs in this game. There were no ups in any way, shape, or form by Johnny Manziel or the offense or the defense, for that matter. When the Browns beat the Bengals back on Thursday night, November 6th, on national TV, 24-3 in Cincinnati, the Browns were all alone in first place at that point at 6-3. Since then, the Browns have gone 1-4 in their last 5 games, switched starting quarterbacks, and now are all alone in last place in the AFC North at 7-7. The Bengals, on the other hand, since getting embarrassed by the Browns on national TV back on November 6th, they've gone 4-1 in their last 5 games, and now they stand alone in first place in the AFC North at 9-4-1. The Ravens won today, the Steelers won today, the Browns lose. So here's what the AFC North looks like today. Bengals in first place, 9-4-1. Steelers, Ravens, a half game back at 9-5. The Browns in last place at 7-7. Carolina is up next for the Browns on the road. Could be Derek Anderson, former Browns quarterback, starting for the injured Cam Newton. We'll have to wait until further in the week to find out if Cam Newton's able to play. If not, it'll be DA going against the Browns. And then the final week of the regular season, the Browns travel to Baltimore. So not looking good for the Cleveland Browns' chances of making the playoffs. And they're going to struggle to finish at 500 or better as their last 2 games are on the road. Mike Pettine did say after the game, he will start Johnny Manziel next week on the road at Carolina. Brian Hoyer waiting in the wings. Don't know if they'll go back to Hoyer. Have to think that they want to see what Johnny Manziel will do in bouncing back from a horrific start today against the Cincinnati Bengals and also get another game in with him against Baltimore to have some film on him to study in the offseason to decide if they want to move forward with Johnny Manziel as their future quarterback or if they want to re-sign Brian Hoyer or if they want to get rid of both quarterbacks and try and find a solution in the draft or via trade or free agency. So just a horrific day for the Cleveland Browns down at First Energy Stadium and Johnny Manziel's debut. Again, it's Cincinnati 30, The Cleveland Browns, nothing. The Browns' total offense, 107 yards. That's right, for the entire game, 107 yards. Flat out embarrassing performance today by the Browns, the offensive line, the defensive line, and starting quarterback Johnny Manziel. There's your instant analysis of the Browns' 30-0 loss to the Bengals. Until next time, keep it real.